Gospel according to Matthew for Thursday, the 31st of August. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." I'd like to focus on the first segment, then, of this gospel, Stay Awake. I've just returned from an all-too-short vacation to see my Irish cousins. It was wonderful to see that part of my family again and connect with all my roots. Both of my parents were born in Ireland. My father was one of 14 children, and it's been wonderful to get to know the rest of the family. When I was a missionary in Kenya, I would stop over on my trips to the States, and so really got to know them much better on both sides of the family. This trip was only 10 days long, so I was sleeping in a different farmhouse every evening. Since I live in the backwoods of Oregon, my flight connections required a very, very long 40-hour day of travel time, and even then, as I return, I'm dealing with jet lag and tiredness now. One night, as I was trying to sleep, but very wide awake, I put on my radio, and it proved to be a most stimulating occasion. A speaker developed a theme on attentiveness to some of the greatest influences in his life. The most interesting feature, and the one that caught my attention, even in my jet-lagged stupor, was the speaker's recounting of the music that had had the greatest influence on his life. He started with some rock and roll musicians and then went on through the years. So he mentioned Fats Domino and Little Richard, Elvis, the Beatles, and so on up to the present. Then he asked, "What's about religious music?" Here his preference went to a more classical sound. His favorite is Sicut Cervus by Palestrina. His choice simply blew me away, and now I was really awake. "As a deer longs for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God." You might remember the music. The voices arc into lights, piercing the silence and darkness, then explode into marvelous harmony. I imagined a dark cathedral with wonderful echo and the sounds tracing a single beauty and then rising to contrast and then plunging into a marvelous resolution and beauty of harmony. I even imagined the music setting within the beautiful forests where I live in Oregon, tracing the voices into the marvelous cacophony of praise. The suggestion of this sacred music really suited my taste, a voice of praise that reaches beyond my fears and needs and wants into a beautiful and surprising expression of the divine harmony. This, I find, is the best sort of contemplative prayer, but it's not really good for jet lag. Now, I was more awake than ever, and it took 2 hours to settle down and get any sort of rest that night. During the following days, to my surprise, I found myself rehearsing the music that I have liked during my lifetime. I found myself recalling some special voices. Joan Baez, Elvis certainly had a remarkable voice, but the capes and drapes kind of turned me off. I went deeper into the folk tradition, Pete Seeger, the Weavers, Harry Belafonte, Paul Simon, and the African music he popularized. And then, as the week progressed, I found myself recalling how important Broadway musicals had been. Gene Kelly has that unusual, breathy kind of voice, but Singing in the Rain and An American in Paris celebrated the values of my young adulthood. Brigadoon brought a touch of fantasy, and West Side Story brought to life the harsh realities of modern city life, rehearsing the story of Romeo and Juliet. Then, more recently, Les Miserables restated the importance of the musical for me. As to sacred music, I can recall the role of the Messiah as I sang in music groups through the years, and yet I would like to stay with the dear yearning for fountains of joyful blessing a bit longer. Palestrina's Sicut Cervus. As I have returned home, still a bit jet-lagged, our Dominican student brothers are spending a month of August here at St. Benedict's Retreat. We daily say the prayers of the church together, but when our students are here, we're able to chant the Psalms. The simplicity and the slow cadence is something I really enjoy. It's peaceful, even beautiful, though our voices are very ordinary. In all, these experiences have been a call to attentiveness for me, and I'm quite surprised that the ensuing days after my experience at night, well, I've enjoyed remembering more in detail how popular music and religious music had influenced and enriched my life. So there we have it, a call to attentiveness, this remembering of the role of music in my life and the sublime expressions of some sacred music have been a delightful call to attentiveness, and perhaps the best sort of prayer for me. Kind of mini-retreat. It's fascinating to see what such an adventure of music might do for your own attentiveness to God's call to more compelling attention, praise, and union, and even freedom. As the deer yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God. May the Lord bless you in your turning in wakefulness and attentiveness to this beauty.